The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Guardian cards in Devil Reef, the second Mythos pack in the Innsmouth Conspiracy cycle. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Just a quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, and the worst of the worst get a Tentacle. And everything in between gets a +1/+0 or Elder Thing, respectively. Before I get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these player card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to you, Nate.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Did you have a fantastic New Year's Eve?
It was pretty relaxing. It was just me and my wife at home, so I had the day off, so that was nice.
Our first card is Keen Eye. It is a two-cost asset that has an intellect and combat skill icon and the talent trait. It has a free triggered ability. Spend two resources. You get +1 intellect until the end of the phase. And it has a second free triggered ability. Spend two resources. You get +1 combat until the end of the phase. I have a confession to make. I have used the permanent version of this, the level 3 version that was released in Blood on the Altar, in several of my Guardian solo decks. It is not the... the main component of my investigation package, but it is always nice to have in a pinch because it can be the difference between passing an intellect skill test while investigating. But I have to admit that this card is probably either tied or slightly below Blood Pact for the least used of the Blood on the Altar permanents.
Yeah, I would probably be inclined to agree with you, Man from Lang. I think this card's pretty decent. If you can make multiple tests in a turn, this can be pretty useful. That being said, it is pretty pricey at 4 resources, even to get any sort of benefit out of it. And the icons don't really save it either. While it does provide you at least one of the two icons you probably want in a Guardian deck, unfortunately, it's... probably likely that you're going to commit something else as well. Unlike the permanent version, this just has a little too much variance for me to like it.
Yeah, I think it is a very pricey way of boosting either your intellect or your combat. I guess the nice thing about this one is that it does not cost any experience points, so that makes it an option for off-class Guardians. And the Dunwich Investigators, which they couldn't take the permanent version, but this one is an option for them if they wish to go that way. But it is a very expensive way of pumping your intellect or combat. It is nice that it lasts until the end of the phase at least. So if you're able to set up a turn where you need to investigate 3 times or fight 3 times in a row, then you can get a little bit more value out of this than you can if you were just pumping it, say pumping your fight with physical training. How would you rate this card?
I think I'd give it an Elder Thing. I think it's just too expensive for most Guardians that already have problems with resources to be able to get much use out of this card.
Yeah, the resource issue is a big deal for Guardians. Yeah, I think I have to give it an Elder Thing as well, simply because the price on this is a little too high, I think, for Guardians. And not saying that, you know, it's not... there are some investigators who will be able to get some use out of this card, but... I think generally, while I do, I will purchase the upgraded version for Guardians if I'm playing solo. I don't see myself including this in the deck, at least at the beginning of a scenario or a campaign. If I want something like this, I'll wait till I can purchase the permanent version and not have to pay the two resources on top of all the other resources that you're going to spend to boost your intellect or combat. The second Guardian card in the pack is Radiant Smite. It is a one-cost event that costs one experience point. It has willpower and combat skill icons, the spell, spirit, and blessed traits. Fight, you may use willpower instead of combat for this attack. When you initiate this attack, search the chaos bag for up to three blessed tokens and seal them here. For each blessed token sealed on Radiant Smite, you get plus one skill value and deal plus one damage for this attack. If this attack defeats the attacked enemy, return the sealed tokens to the token pool, otherwise release them. This was one of many of the cards that FFG spoiled in its preview article for Devil Reef, and this is a very good reason to be using blessed tokens.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the fact that this can hit elite enemies is really nice too. Its low resource and experience cost makes it easy to include in a lot of decks. It has the spirit and blessed traits, which means Calvin and Mateo can include this in their decks as well, and they're also pretty good candidates to add blessed tokens to the bag as well. What's also nice too is that if you happen to whiff with this card, say you draw like a tentacle when you're making this skill test, the blessed tokens at least go back into the bag if you happen to whiff, so you only spend them if you hit the enemy. Yeah, I mean, if you're playing with blessed tokens in any fashion, I think you're including this card in your deck.
Yeah, I would agree. The amount of I mean, you can get plus up to plus three skill value and four damage, or I guess Sister Mary, Father Mateo, and potentially Calvin have a seven willpower and deal four damage if they can seal three blessed tokens on this. And if you're playing a dedicated blessed deck, that should not be all that difficult for you to do. So it hits for it hits really hard. So four damage is fantastic. It puts you in a very good position to kill pretty much any enemy in the game except the odd five health enemy or a boss that might show up. And if you're playing in multiplayer, four damage puts a significant dent in a lot of those enemies that get health per investigator. And yeah, and if like you said, if you happen to draw a tentacle, you don't lose the blessed tokens. They simply go back into the bag, and then you can try again next time. And of course, this also has the spell trait that synergizes with a ton of cards at this point in the game's life cycle. So if you're playing a Mystic or something like that, Sister Mary has access to the Mystic card pool. There are tons of cards that synergize with spells, so that's one more check mark in the corner of this card. How would you rate it?
I'm debating between a plus one and a zero, and my reasoning for that is that you have to build your deck around a card like this. Like, this isn't as like a slap-in staple, probably like most weapons are. So that's like my hesitation to wanting to give this a plus one, just because it's fairly niche in the decks that can actually play it. But that being said, the decks that will include this card, this is going to be a huge boon for those decks.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go plus one on this in the Bless deck. I think if you've taken the time to build your deck around the Bless mechanic, then and you have the option to buy this card, that for one experience point, you really can't go wrong with a card that can deal boost your willpower to seven and deal four damage. That's going to do it for our review of the Guardian cards in Devil Reef. Bit of a mixed bag here. We have Keen Eye, which is the upgrade, is the I guess downgrade for the permanent from Blood on the Altar and Radiant Smite. which is an excellent event if you happen to be playing the Bless deck. I don't really see myself playing Keen Eye level zero anytime soon, even though I have had some success with the upgraded version. Radiant Smite, on the other hand, I think if and when I get around to finally building a Bless deck, this one will be front and center once I'm looking to spend XP.
Yeah, like you said, Keen Eye is just a little too expensive to want to include it in most decks. It's also just a very minor effect to begin with, so it's not something that's very flashy. So I think you're gonna just find that you want other cards over this when you build a level zero deck. I think that being said, though, the level three version is a bit of an underrated card overall, so I would be looking to include that in more decks, I think, because it is pretty good. And then, like you said, Radiant Smite is an excellent card if you're playing with Bless tokens in really any fashion. If you can seal them up and hit a huge burst of damage against a boss, you're gonna be looking pretty good.